This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. Overturning Hobby Lobby won't be enough for the abortion industry. Now they want to get rid of all state restrictions on abortions.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The Murray Udall bill is so very, very important. What Senator Udall and Murray have done is exemplary as to how we should react to something that's really bad, and the Hobby Lobby decision is really bad. This will restore women's access to preventive care. We're going to kick this bill up next week.
I laid out a very simple principle, which is this is a health care bill, not an abortion bill. And we're not looking to change what is a core principle that has been in place for a very long time, which is federal dollars are not used to subsidize abortions.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Contrary to what supporters of the decision are saying, this isn't just about contraceptives. The Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby decision could lead to employers discriminating against women, minorities, and any other groups that need particular types of medications or procedures, such as vaccinations. We must take steps now to push back and ensure that women can make their own health care decisions.
Our Constitution does not put a qualifier on life. The pursuit of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Those protections, the right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, even in the mother's womb.
Now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. You know, that open, it didn't even go far enough, because though there is now legislation moving in the United States Senate where they're trying to schedule a vote to overturn, that's what it would do, the Supreme Court's decision in Hobby Lobby, by exempting Obamacare from federal law known as the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which was signed into law in 1993 by President Bill Clinton, a Democrat, a pro-abortion Democrat, protecting the religious freedom rights of Americans when federal laws conflict with them. And it just sets a high bar, and it doesn't even say that you can't do that. It just says if you do, you have to meet these certain standards. That's what the Supreme Court said. The HHS mandate did not. But that's not enough. Now on Capitol Hill, and there was a hearing today on, it's Senate Bill 1696. This is called, of course, it's a kind of mundane name, the Women's Health Protection Act of 2013, but it's introduced by Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, a Democrat. This would prevent any state restrictions on abortion, including late-term abortion. So no more bans on abortion after, let's say, 6 months of pregnancy. No restrictions or limitations on how abortion clinics are operated. So think about that. No cleanliness standards, no training standards, no inspection standards. Basically, somehow these are no longer medical facilities that states are allowed to regulate whatsoever, including the fact that the people there working at the abortion clinic. So you're talking about setting even a dangerous standard for people who want to have these procedures. I mean, we're going to go back to the days of Kermit Gosnell, where there are no restrictions allowed at the state level, no standards allowed at the state level. And, of course, the Supreme Court has said those restrictions are okay. They've been challenged before by this pro-abortion industry. So not enough to go after the HHS mandate. Now we have to go and get rid of every possible restriction on abortion at the state level, every possible limitation, every possible way that you can regulate. And of course, these are facilities which can cause life and death. Of course, the abortion itself, but also the medical procedure. And we know in the past how this has gone bad. We've got to fight back. There's an attack on life right now on Capitol Hill. It may be politics, but we've got to speak out. Call now. Add your name to our petition, 877-989-2255. We'll play sound from the hearing. We'll get commentary as well. And we'll take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. An assault on life. We need to take a stand, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The U.S. Supreme Court has spoken, striking down Obamacare's abortion pill mandate. But that decision has infuriated pro-abortion liberals. And now in Congress, efforts are underway to effectively reverse the Supreme Court's ruling and force even Christian employers to pay for abortion pills for their employees. This legislative effort to circumvent a decision by the nation's highest court must not succeed. That's why the ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to block this life and liberty destroying effort. Stand with us now. Tell Congress to preserve religious liberty and protect life. Religious liberty should be a bipartisan cause. Tell Congress to say no to any effort to overrule the Supreme Court and reinstate the abortion pill mandate. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Say right now, okay, yesterday you're talking about they want to overturn the Supreme Court's decision in Hobby Lobby, and we explained that. And that vote, we'll go to Than Bennett in a moment to explain how that's going to play out over the next 24 hours. But now, legislation, it was before the Senate Judiciary Committee today, introduced by pro-abortion Democrats. Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut's got support from two-thirds of the Democrat caucus in the United States Senate. This would basically eliminate all restrictions on abortions at the state level and all the standards. So any kind of the standards that they may have for these facilities themselves. So you think about, okay, even if you're opposed to abortion and you want to see it completely eradicated, the idea that they would have no standards there, that's how we got into the Kermit Gosnell. That's how we got to the House of Horrors. And so now, though, because we're getting close to an election, they've got to make their base happy. And remember, that's because these pro-abortion Democrats take a lot of money from Planned Parenthood's Action Fund. I mean, if you go to Patty Murray's website, she's the senator from Washington State. She's quoting Cecile Richards from the Planned Parenthood Action Fund. That's their PAC. That's the one that donates the money to these pro-abortion candidates. So they're saying, overturning Hobby Lobby wouldn't go far enough. We need no restrictions at all. It would override all laws banning late-term abortions at the state level and impose and any laws that impose regulations on abortion clinics. So no regulations, no bans. And so, again, you get to this matter where it's abortion on demand, it's abortion distortion, no protections for women, no protections for people in these difficult situations who walking in. And these places now to be unregulated. There was a hearing about it today on Capitol Hill in the United States Senate, and Congressman Dianne Black from Tennessee talked about it. She was actually a witness at the hearing in the United States Senate. Take a listen, Bite 9.
Let us not also forget that the Supreme Court indicated in Planned Parenthood versus Casey that the government has an interest in preserving fetal life. Senate Bill 1696 represents a sweeping attempt to undermine dozens of measures enacted by states to protect women, all under the false pretense that abortions are safe and rare.
Let me go to Than Bennett on this, our government affairs director. Than, first, on Hobby Lobby and the Patty Murray legislation, that one which was introduced, that's called the Protect Women's Health from Corporate Interference Act, and the other one is Protect Women's Health. I mean, Women's Health Protection Act. I mean, you've got this new assault now on life, not just victories at the federal level, but also the state level. But let's start with the federal level victories. The HHS mandate invalidated by the United States Supreme Court. Harry Reid, who calls himself pro-life, actually, but understands politically this is can be an issue that helps Democrats if they get the war on women language back and win that issue and try to dumb down the issue, if you want to be quite honest about it. They're now pushing forward this legislation. Let's start with Hobby Lobby. Where is that now? That vote could be coming up in the United States Senate in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, we expect it tomorrow afternoon, Jordan. The vote will actually be on what we call cloture, or the motion to proceed. That's a 60-vote threshold. You actually have to clear that threshold on legislation before you can actually get on the bill and debate it. But let me tell you, that is the opportunity to defeat it, and it is not a foregone conclusion that Republicans can hold together 41 votes to defeat it. This is where we are focused on it right now. This legislation should never see the light of day. And I actually think we got a window into Harry Reid's mindset here. I know we can play this sound a little bit later, but he called it political malpractice if they did not address the Supreme Court decision. So I think what is happening here is the hardcore left on the policy side of the abortion issue is making a political decision to throw all of these issues out there to make it an issue on election season. But the reason that we have got to engage, I was in conversations with the Senate, and let's just put it this way. If that vote were to be held right now, cloture would be invoked. The Senate would move forward and would debate this bill. We have got to activate. We've got to defeat this at the very first opportunity we have tomorrow afternoon.
So, folks, this is when we need to hear from you. We need to make sure that Congress knows this is important to you, that pro-life members of Congress know. They need to show up and make sure they stop this vote. As Stan explained, we could stop this attempt to overturn the victory in Hobby Lobby by preventing it from even getting a vote in the U.S. Senate. Now, you've got to have at least 41. And if you're not going to get any Democrats, they're all lined up behind this. I mean, the moderate ones, Mark Warner, who's up for re-election even in Virginia coming up soon, they're supporting this bill. So you're not going to get them. You've got to make sure that the Republicans who call themselves pro-life, and we're very honest about this on the broadcast, show up and make the right vote. And that means they could stop this, but only if they hear from you, only if they know this is important enough that you're paying attention. And, you know, if you're following mainstream news, you're not going to get a lot of that. So, folks, call now. We need to hear from you. This is one of those situations where 24 hours to get your name on it, you're not going to have an opportunity to speak out again. Call now. It's our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org, sign that petition now to protect life, or go to ACLJ.org or call 877-989-2255. As Stan said, this vote is expected tomorrow. We can win this in the Senate in the sense that we can stop this. Of course, there's a majority for it, but they've got to get through the hurdle. The hurdle is 41. There are enough pro-life members of the United States Senate to get there, but only with your support. 877-989-2255. Let's go to the phones now, because I know this is a question a lot of people have. We talk about the idea of the Senate or Congress wanting to overturn the Supreme Court's decision in Hobby Lobby. Let's go to line two, Don in California. Don, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thanks. Good morning. Again, thank you guys for all you do for us Christians and veterans. We want to thank you very much. But my question is, I guess I missed something. Maybe you explained it, but I thought when the Supreme Court ruled on something, that was it. I mean, isn't that the Supreme Court? Congress can actually overturn the Supreme Court? I didn't get that.
Well, let's go to this. Let's talk about this with David French, a senior counsel with the ACLJ. Right now, we're focusing on, and we'll move over to the next piece of legislation that was being discussed today on this, getting rid of all state restrictions whatsoever, even regulations on abortion clinics that have been passed, much of them in light of what happened with the Kermit Gosnell hearings and what that House of Horrors that was, the Office of Horrors that was uncovered. But, David, this is something, again, we've gotten a lot of calls about the last 48 hours on the broadcast, because people say, okay, wait, I thought the Supreme Court made their decision here, and if they said that this law is doesn't comply with the Constitution or with the law that's on the books, then they can't. Then Congress can't come back and say, "Well, we can change it." But in fact, all the Supreme Court said was that this law conflicts with, I mean, not to play it down, but it conflicts with a bigger law, which is the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which protects people. So Congress could go back and amend that law.
Well, that's right. A simple way to think about it is this. If the Supreme Court rules on a constitutional question, The only way to override that is with either a constitutional amendment or a later Supreme Court case that comes to a different conclusion. If the Supreme Court rules on a statutory question, in other words, a federal statute, the meaning of a federal statute, you can reverse the effects of that ruling by writing a new law. And that's what the Democrats are wanting to do here. The Supreme Court ruled on the applicability of a federal law, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, to a federal regulation, the HHS abortion pill mandate. And so what the Senate Democrats are trying to do is change federal law to weaken protections for religious liberty so that the case would have a different outcome. And that, so we have to be very clear that what the Senate is doing is within its power, but they have to be stopped.
Folks, and so, Don, I hope that explained for you. In this situation, what the Supreme Court's often doing is saying, you can't do this the way you did it. You've got laws on the books that conflict. So if you want to, you can always go back and get rid of those laws. That's a more difficult process. So that's what, it's not something that can happen so immediately, so often. But the Religious Freedom Restoration Act was actually a response to a Supreme Court decision that many of the American people and Congress disagree with. They wanted the protections. It only applies to federal laws. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act, of course, the HHS mandate is one of those federal laws. We're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. I want to shift now to this new piece of legislation because there's two assaults on life. And if you want to take a stand here, we need you because these votes are happening in the next 24 hours. And these are votes where you can have a victory by getting not even to the majority, but just by getting to 41. There are enough pro-life members in the United States Senate to do that, but they've got to hear from you. Call, add your name to our petition. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. David, your reaction to this, and I know you've been reading through it too, this new legislation has been introduced by Senator Blumenthal, a Democrat from Connecticut, which would eviscerate all restrictions and also standards on abortion facilities at the state level.
This bill is one of the most radically pro-abortion pieces of legislation I've ever seen in my life. I mean, what it would do is enable future Kermit Gosnells because it would make every abortion already takes one life, and it would make it far more likely that each abortion would take two, including the life of the mother. And that's what the Senate Democrats are advancing here, is a bill that is radical, it's monstrous, it's broad, and it would be one of the most pro-abortion pieces of legislation I've ever seen.
And this is a situation, folks, again, where it would eviscerate, as David was talking about, all these restrictions. I mean, this is a very bold pro-abortion move. So the question is, what are you going to do about it? Take a stand. Call now, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. We still have our matching challenge. Anything you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice, either online or by phone, is doubled right now. So it's a great time to make a donation to the ACLJ. You can do it online at aclj.org or by calling now, 877-989-2255. It's a toll-free number.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. The Supreme Court has spoken, striking down Obamacare's abortion pill mandate. But that decision has infuriated pro-abortion liberals. And now in Congress, efforts are underway to effectively reverse the Supreme Court's ruling and force even Christian employers to pay for abortion pills for their employees. This legislative effort to circumvent a decision by the nation's highest court must not succeed. That's why the ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to block this life and liberty-destroying effort. Stand with us now. Tell Congress to preserve religious liberty and protect life. Religious liberty should be a bipartisan cause. Tell Congress to say no to any effort to overrule the Supreme Court and reinstate the abortion pill mandate. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Folks, a lot of phone calls, and we're going to get to them. 1-800-684-3110. We are talking about two assaults on life in Capitol Hill. One, a vote coming up, and really the next 24 hours, this is to overturn the Supreme Court's decision in Hobby Lobby protecting Americans from the HHS mandate, which violated their basic religious freedom rights. And, of course, pro-abortion Democrats want to eviscerate that. And there will be a vote in the United States Senate in the next 24 hours. This is legislation where it's not just enough to let it go away, but you have to make a clear statement. And you can't run away from these issues. You got to vote, and you have to show up, and you have to fight back. Or else this will be used not only as a way to attack life and the basic fight for life and the pro-life movement, but also politically. So you got to stand your ground here. And, folks, we need to hear from you. We've got a petition that is moving forward. And, you know, no, it's really not – I can't think of a better time to be standing for life here because these two assaults, not just one but two, because another law being proposed with a hearing today on Capitol Hill that would do away with all state restrictions and standards on abortion facilities. So no restrictions on late-term abortions, no standards allowed by states. They could not impose any kind of standards whatsoever on these abortion facilities. Call now if you disagree, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. Abe is calling in from Illinois on line one. Abe, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. This isn't about women's health. It looks to me like the mindset of the Democrats is about murdering babies.
Let me talk about that, because that can sound, you know, people could say, well, that's just, you know, a partisan statement. But the truth is, actually, Abe, there's a lot of truth in your statement. The truth is that they are very beholden to the abortion industry. So they are a huge interest group. So what you just said, you know, this Democrats want to, you know, this idea that they're obsessed with murdering babies, specifically American babies, in the abortion procedure. And the idea here, we call it the worshiping at the altar of abortion. So we use strong language as well. And that's actually a reality here. I mean, Than, on Capitol Hill, these groups like Planned Parenthood Action Fund, Center for Reproductive Rights, NARAL, Pro-Life Action, Pro-Abortion Action, I mean, all of this, they are well-funded, and they are giving out millions of dollars to these Democrats. So they're doing it at the federal level and the state level to Democrat candidates. So in a way, they are beholden to this industry, which makes money off killing babies.
You are absolutely correct. I mean, abortion is not only a huge business, Jordan, it is a huge political operation here in Washington, D.C. And I would just say to Abe, you know, they're certainly in the abortion mindset, but this bill that we're talking about today, for the first time so directly, this is really a transition from a focus on the life of the child to really endangering women. I shouldn't say for the first time, but it is so overt in this legislation. I mean, these restrictions that we're talking about on a state level, it's things like medical qualifications for the abortionist, or, you know, hospital admitting privileges. If an abortionist does not have the ability to admit that mother to a hospital, if that abortion goes wrong, Jordan, there is no way that they should be performing that procedure. It is a specific risk, not just to the child that they're killing, but also to the woman who they are performing that procedure on. This bill, if that abortionist does not have that privilege, it would be okay if this bill passed. That's what we're talking about. It's a shift from the child and a direct danger to the mother.
Folks, this is why we need to hear from you. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number. Add your name to this petition. I mean, these votes are happening in the next 24 hours. So you've got to take a stand here. And it's this all-new assault on life. The bare protections. I mean, these are not really bold protections here. These are abortion restrictions after 6 months of pregnancy. So we're talking late-term abortions. We're talking about basic standards for these abortion clinics, cleanliness standards, training standards, medical standards that states are allowed to regulate all the time, and yet somehow, this is the abortion distortion, you should be able to just open up an abortion clinic under these rules and not comply with any state law whatsoever, not be regulated at all. So, I mean, the idea here, again, that it's not just about the women's rights fight here and the right to abortion. It's an industry. It's a moneymaker. And ultimately, it's interesting because Democrats usually love more restrictions. They want to do away with restrictions. They want to open this one up. No restrictions whatsoever, even though the courts have said that those kind of restrictions, which are minimum, I'd say very minimal, they want to do away with those. If you oppose that, and maybe you've been in, you're in one of the states that has fought back on this, actually passed state laws or some kind of standards that these clinics of death have to meet. And the sense that we're even having to justify having standards for them is sick in a way. Call now. Our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. Let's go to Elizabeth calling in from Virginia on line 5. Elizabeth, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jordan, excuse me. And one of the things that I was going to say is that women should have informed consent, and a lot of states have those laws so that the person can see that it is a baby by an ultrasound and then choose not to have an abortion, and that's Planned Parenthood, what Planned Parenthood doesn't want, because that's how they make their money, is on abortions, not mammograms.
And right away, this actually would do away with this, Elizabeth. So it actually says that there would the limitations and requirements concerning abortion services unlawful and prohibits the imposition or application by any government of a requirement that prior to obtaining an abortion, women make, they call, medically unnecessary visits to the provider of abortion services or to an individual entity that does not provide such services. That's what you're talking about. That's the informed consent. So it would do away, Elizabeth, with all of the rules. The laws have been passed that people have fought to pass through their state legislatures and to get signed by their governors. And David, that's what here, it's that extreme, that it does away with any of the laws at the state level when it comes to informed consent, when it comes to late-term abortions, and when it comes to any kind of standards that these abortion facilities have to meet by inspectors. And this, of course, comes in light of what everyone saw, which was how just absolutely grotesque, disgusting, a horror movie could not be as gross as what we saw out of Kermit Gosnell's so-called clinic. That was exposed at House of Horrors.
Yeah, you just go to the language of this bill. So here's one. It strikes down a limitation on an abortion provider's ability to delegate tasks. It strikes down a limitation on abortion provider's ability to provide abortion services via telemedicine. So what does that mean together? It means that, well, if you want, if you're going to have an abortion performed by a nurse practitioner supervised via Skype, that's going to be lawful under this bill, no matter what the state says. I mean, that's astonishing to me. And then to name this a women's health protective, a bill to protect women's health, are they kidding us? It's Orwellian.
Folks, we need to hear from you. We've got to send a strong message here. Listen, we come back from this break. We got another 30 minutes to broadcast. I know we got a lot of you hanging on the line. Hang on the line. We will get to your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, to talk to us. Another 30 minutes. You can listen online at aclj.org or on Sirius XM. But we've got to take a stand here. We need to hear from you. These votes are happening in 24 hours on Capitol Hill, and we've got to send these pro-life messages strong and clear that we're not going to be bullying. We're not going to be afraid to stand up for what is right. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's the toll-free number you call to add your name to our new petition, or go to aclj.org. But I encourage you to call now, 877-989-2255. And it doesn't cost a thing to add your name to our petitions, but we are doing a matching challenge right now. Anything you donate to the ACLJ is doubled. So it's a great time to make a donation to the American Center for Law and Justice at aclj.org or by calling 877-989-2255. We'll be back.
The ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to block this life and liberty destroying effort. Stand with us now. Tell Congress to preserve religious liberty and protect life. Religious liberty should be a bipartisan cause. Tell Congress to say no to any effort to overrule the Supreme Court and reinstate the abortion pill mandate. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Two assaults on life. I'm going to go to Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs. I want to reset the stage, if you will, for this discussion we've been having. If you missed the first 30 minutes of the broadcast, Than, these two pieces of legislation, one to overturn the Supreme Court's decision, Hobby Lobby, that vote coming up in the next 24 hours in the U.S. Senate. Another to do away with all state restrictions on abortion.
Yeah, on the first one, the Hobby Lobby case, Senator Reid, Majority Leader Reid, has filed cloture on that bill. That means the Senate will vote on it tomorrow afternoon. It needs 60 votes to actually proceed past this hurdle. So we need to secure 41 votes to oppose it, and therefore we could defeat it before it even gets out of the gate. That's important. We're also, Jordan, on that issue, asking the House to put out a strong statement so that we know that it's dead on arrival in the House. So we're working on those two things simultaneously. And then the other one, the evisceration of state laws on abortion. And that took a very important step forward today in this legislative hearing that we saw. And just a reference back to the caller we had in the last segment of the broadcast, I thought they put it very well. When you want to talk about an informed consent restriction that many of these states have, this exposes the left like nothing else, Jordan. I mean, they want to say that they are pro-choice, and yet when it comes to informed consent laws, they are opposed to giving women the access to the best information that's available to make that choice. They are pro-abortion, not pro-choice, and nothing could expose them like this legislation that got a hearing today.
I want to get right to your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Diane in Indiana, on line 3. Diane, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. I just really have a comment. What if this bill was introduced regarding animal clinics? Americans would be up in arms that we would treat our animals in this way.
Oh, absolutely. Could you imagine a federal law, Diane, right now to undo any state restrictions on the treatment of animals or cruelty to animals or any kind of, you've got all the humane side, all of the different places, no restrictions whatsoever on how we treat animals. So states can't do that. You can't have any kind of standards for how people can treat animals, how clinics, how a veterinary clinic can run. I mean, can you think about the federal government coming in and doing that? And that's the absurdity. Diane, it's a great point. Of course, one is the abortion distortion. To even make that comparison, you know, it's just never, it never quite rings clear. And even if it does, they ignore it. The idea that you would not treat animals this way. And here, we're not just talking about the baby being involved in the abortion, but the mother as well. I mean, you wouldn't treat, animals that way either. So it's not just about the life issue. It's about the idea that you have no restrictions, no standards whatsoever. Diane, a great point that you just made. It's why we have to stand up. And David, that's the idea right there. It's the abortion distortion. The idea that, you know, somehow now this is should not be regulated at all, but by the federal government. And basically what they want is no restrictions at all.
Oh, absolutely. The number one rule for abortion for them is accessibility. But in no other area of medicine is the number one rule accessibility. safety is the rule. That's why the FDA tests drugs forever and ever. That's why there are a labyrinth of regulations that apply to hospitals, to inpatient surgery centers, because we want safety for patients. That's why there's an incredible layer of malpractice liability that hovers over the industry, because of safety. But they say in this one area, no safety for the patient, maximize the number of abortions, minimize the amount of information given to women. It's evil. It truly is.
Folks, we are going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, and a number of you are on the line. But we've got a brand new petition up, and we need you to take a stand for life here, to fight back on these two pieces of legislation introduced by pro-life Democrats. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to add your name to the petition. You can also go to aclj.org and, of course, sign that petition online. That's aclj.org, or call now, 877-989-2255. We've got our matching challenge too. Anything you donate to the ACLJ is doubled right now at aclj.org. We'll be right back.
The U.S. Supreme Court has spoken, striking down Obamacare's abortion pill mandate. But that decision has infuriated pro-abortion liberals. And now in Congress, efforts are underway to effectively reverse the Supreme Court's ruling and force even Christian employers to pay for abortion pills for their employees. This legislative effort to circumvent a decision by the nation's highest court must not succeed. That's why the ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to block this life and liberty-destroying effort. Stand with us now. Tell Congress to preserve religious liberty and protect life. Religious liberty should be a bipartisan cause. Tell Congress to say no to any effort to overrule the Supreme Court and reinstate the abortion pill mandate. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
If you want to talk to us on air, this is Jordan Sekulow. Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We're talking about two pieces of legislation, really an assault on life in Washington, D.C., Capitol Hill, by Senate Democrats, one to overturn the Supreme Court's decision in the Hobby Lobby case, saying that the HHS mandate violates existing federal protections for religious liberty. And so, again, the HHS mandate goes down. They didn't like that. So immediately they introduced legislation, which the vote could be tomorrow on Capitol Hill, to try and undo that decision by the Supreme Court, which they could if they get the votes. And then second, a even more bold move to do away with all state restrictions and any standards on abortion facilities, so actual abortion procedures and the facilities themselves. That has also been introduced by Senate Democrats. The Hobby Lobby legislation has got support by basically every Senate Democrat. I don't think there's one that's not supporting that. The more extreme legislation, which would undo any restrictions or regulations on abortion procedures at the state level or abortion facilities, that's got support from about two-thirds of Senate Democrats. So we're being fair, we're being honest about you, to you about where your members of Congress may be, and we've been taking your phone calls, and we're going to do that right now. Pauline is calling from Maine Online 2. Pauline, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Yes, hi, Hi, Jordan. I want to say to you and to your listening audience, I listen to a lot of talk radio to get news, but the ACLJ is not just a radio program. It is an organization that is fighting with such dogged persistence on all these issues, and we all need to support you by signing those petitions and donating to ACLJ, and I just thank you for your example of persistence and untiring persistence.
Thank you, Pauline, and thanks for your support. And again, you know, we can't do it without all of you. And you're right that this is not just a radio broadcast. We're not just talking about this. Everybody who's on the broadcast right now is more than just a radio personality, if you will. In fact, that's not really our jobs. This is a way of just telling you and making sure you can get activated. You know, we're not full-time radio people right now. You know, whether it's me, I'm an attorney, Than Bennett, who's our director of government affairs, David French, who's a senior counsel with the ACLJ. So this is again, more than just a radio broadcast. It's a way to stay up to date on what's happening, to maybe know about issues, you know, moving forward in Congress. They're not going to get mainstream news attention. You're not going to see on the front page, and a way for you to speak out, to actually engage and get involved in issues. And Pauline, I have to say that if you're not listening to the broadcast, so if you're not signing those petitions and getting activated, then, you know, we're not able to do the work that we are doing, the fights that we do fight. We fight them with you. And if you want to join in this fight for life, call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let me go to William in Georgia on line 6. William, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, Jordan. Good afternoon. I just want to say two quick things right quick. The first thing is this right here. You know, they use the excuse saying that, you know, they're doing this for women's rights, so to speak. But in actuality, I'm going to go ahead and blow the covers off of it right now. This is about government control, and it's about them making more money. Because they really think that we're that stupid to believe that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that's absolutely what it's about. You know, this is a abortion industry. And David, when you read through this legislation proposed, there's even more. I mean, it's one, the Hobby Lobby to try to undo Americans' religious liberty. But this legislation proposed by Blumenthal out of Connecticut, a Democrat senator, I mean, it's like it was written by Planned Parenthood. It's if they had their dream list of ways to undo any state laws, state restrictions, even state standards on abortion facilities.
Oh, absolutely. This is just the wish list of the most radical elements of the abortion lobby. I mean, you get to Planned Parenthood, of course, NARAL, of course. I mean, this is a bill that would essentially tell every state legislature in the United States, you cannot touch abortion. Yeah, regulate other medical practices, regulate even things like tattoos or piercings for kids, but do not regulate, do not touch abortion. Accessibility for women trumps all measures of safety. And all this bill does is it means that more babies, if it was to pass, more babies would die and more mothers would die.
Folks, we have got to hear from you on this. You've got to speak out. 877-989-2255 is a toll-free number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. And this is, again, this is moving forward right now. And, Than, that's key here is that these votes are happening. I mean, the vote on Hobby Lobby, it could be tomorrow. In fact, that's when we expect it to be. And it's a way, explain to people how the pro-life minority in the U.S. Senate can actually have a victory here.
Yeah, this really goes back to what the caller talked about and how this really is a partnership with our listeners, Jordan, because we were very focused on this Hobby Lobby bill, this attack to try to overturn the Supreme Court decision. We are engaging with the Senate offices about this vote that's going to happen tomorrow. The first procedural hurdle for this bill is the motion to proceed. We call it invoking cloture. And in order to do that, in order to get onto the bill to debate it, you have to get to 60 votes. So we are trying to hold together 41 votes in opposition to it to kill it right out of the gate, while at the same time working with the House of Representatives to make sure that they communicate that the bill is dead on arrival in the House. But like you mentioned in the last segment of the broadcast, this other hearing came up, and this evisceration of state abortion restrictions came onto the scene, and this hearing went forward. So we kind of had to divide our attention between the two of these things. And one of the things I said to a Senate office this morning, Jordan, was the fact that, you know, nail salons are highly regulated. Animal shelters are highly regulated. Barber shops have licensing standards. But somehow, under this bill, they think that you should be able to perform a high-risk procedure on a woman, like an abortion, and not have any restrictions. A medical danger to the woman without any restrictions simply because it might limit access to that abortion.
Folks, you know, I can't say it any better than how Than just said that. I mean, the idea here again, salons are regulated. And yet, you know, could you imagine the federal government coming in and saying, no, we're going to do away with all those restrictions. Why? Because the salon lobbyist? I mean, you know, it just explains to you how powerful that abortion industry is, how much control it has over these primarily Democrat members of Congress, that they will ultimately go to bat for them when it's absurd, when it makes no logical sense. And, folks, that's why you have to take a stand and fight back. Call now. It's our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Add your name to our petition. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. Let's go to Lindy in Texas Online 4. Lindy, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. Say,
thanks for calling.
Kind of just answer, you just answered my question. It was a Blumen.
On the legislation to undo any restrictions whatsoever by states, that's Richard Blumenthal. He's a Democrat senator from Connecticut. It's called Senate Bill 1696. It's the Women's Health Protection Act. Now, there's another piece of legislation, and that's got support from about two-thirds of Senate Democrats. The other piece of legislation, the Hobby Lobby overturning, that one has been proposed by two different Democrat senators, but it's got support from the entire Democrat caucus in the United States Senate. And that one is Patty Murray of Washington State, Mark Udall of Colorado. So that's, again, you've got you can't even read all of the Democrat senators who are in this radio broadcast, Lindy, because it's basically you've got for the Hobby Lobby one, 100% of the Democrat caucus. For the Blumenthal getting rid of the state restrictions, you've got two-thirds at least already on record now. So, folks, you know, you got to make sure your member of Congress, and that's what we're doing through these petitions, knows that you're opposed to this. So whether we're informing your House member, so at the district level or at the state level, that's why it's important to add your name to these petitions, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. And I encourage you folks now to you know, take a listen. This is Richard Blumenthal talking about this legislation. So hear how he tries to describe it by 21.
This legislation would eliminate limitations on access to abortion services and eliminate the targeting and unwarranted restrictions against abortion providers and clinics, no matter where a woman may live.
Now, what kind of unwarranted restrictions is he talking about? Basic cleanliness. I mean, just basic standards of a health clinic. They don't want to be treated like a hospital or a doctor's office, yet they're performing medical procedures that can cause death, not just to the baby, but to the woman who's also having the procedure. We've seen this. This is not just a talking point. This is reality. The idea here that you can't have any limitation on access to abortion, you mean late-term abortion. So he's never going to explain it exactly how it's put into law, because he hopes that you don't listen to a broadcast like this that actually explains to you what the law does. Take a stand for life. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org. We're going to take your phone calls when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. But I encourage you to stand for life. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let me remind you also, we have our matching challenge right now. It doesn't cost you anything to add your name to our petition. We appreciate it. But if you can make a donation to the ACLJ right now, your donation is doubled. That's why we have these matching challenge. So it's a great time if you can. You can do it online at ACLJ.org or by calling 877-989-2255.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
The U.S. Supreme Court has spoken, striking down Obamacare's abortion pill mandate. But that decision has infuriated pro-abortion liberals. And now in Congress, efforts are underway to effectively reverse the Supreme Court's ruling and force even Christian employers to pay for abortion pills for their employees. This legislative effort to circumvent a decision by the nation's highest court must not succeed. That's why the ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to block this life and liberty destroying effort. Stand with us now. Tell Congress to preserve religious liberty and protect life. Religious liberty should be a bipartisan cause. Tell Congress to say no to any effort to overrule the Supreme Court and reinstate the abortion pill mandate. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls 1-800-684-3110, talking about these two new assaults on the fight for life, the fight to protect the unborn. Let's go to the phones now. Let's go to Beachy in Michigan, on line 3. Beachy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Oh, hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay. I was just wondering, does Mr. Obama think that this is acceptable for his own daughters and granddaughters and grand-granddaughters, great-grandchildren? I mean, the legacy that he's setting up for America and what he's leaving behind for, I don't know how long the Obama family can be exempt from everything that he's been doing to America, but I was just wondering if this women protection help was good enough for his two little girls.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, he has been very beholden to the abortion industry. I don't know if we have the sound bites. We can pull some of those. He spoke at the Planned Parenthood events. We could play some of those now when we have them. Just let me know, guys, and we'll play them. I mean, this is President Obama. Remember the whole statement when he said he wouldn't want his daughter, Beachy, punished with a baby? And here, President Obama in his own words.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
There it is right there. I mean, that's President Obama. I think that that lays it out as clear as possible, because you don't need to make any more statements other than that. Punished with a baby. That's how he sees it. He didn't talk about calling him a fetus. He's saying, don't want to punish with the baby, so that's why you have the abortion procedure. And so that's, I think, an answer to your question, BG, right there. Why we have to fight aggressively. Listen, if he got this legislation on his desk, he'd sign it immediately. No question about it. 877-989-2255. If you want to fight back, that's 877-989-2255. Lorraine in Arkansas, online 5. Lorraine, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. I do appreciate all that you do for all of us.
Thank you.
And I have two questions. One, what about the sovereignty of the states? I mean, how can the federal government say, okay, you can't do this? You know, are they trying to take over the sovereignty of the state, which is supposed to have the most power, not the federal government, which is what our founding.
Yeah, on this issue, absolutely, Lorraine. That's exactly what this legislation do. It makes it illegal for any state entity, local entity, to have any restrictions whatsoever on late-term abortion. So the actual timing of the procedures, that's post 6 months. The actual facilities themselves, the training, the oversight of these facilities, what standards they have to meet, informed consent. I mean, David, the list goes on here, but it's exactly as Lorraine said. It's trying to set up yet another legal battle, because it would cause that, to where it's state versus federal government when it comes to the issue of abortion. Of course, the way our system of government is set up is if the federal government legislates an issue fully and completely and tries to have the final say, then it becomes difficult. You know, state law can't conflict with that.
Oh, absolutely. And the bill explicitly states it's intending to overcome contrary state laws. I mean, that's the entire purpose of this. So this is expanding the power of the federal government, restricting the power of the states dramatically to provide a special sphere in abortion where abortion cannot be regulated, cannot be touched. Accessibility trumps everything, even the mother's health. And as we were saying earlier, what this will mean is more women would die in abortion clinics, period. That is exactly what would happen. It would enable more Kermit Gosnells. That's exactly what would happen. They know it, and they're doing it anyway.
Folks, that is why we've got to take a stand here. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign the petition online for life, protecting the unborn and making sure that the victories that we have fought so hard for are not undone by a simple act of legislation. Go to our website, aclj.org. We'll explain also later today. We'll have an explanation up of this Blumenthal legislation, which would undo all these state restrictions. So you could share it with your friends and family and understand really the scope and nature of what we're talking about here. Let's go back to the phone. Cindy in Virginia on line one. Cindy, welcome to JSecio Live.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I was wondering if it would be of any benefit to contact our senators and representatives directly in addition to your petition.
Well, I think absolutely. You know, if you're in a situation where you will take the next step of advocacy, and I'll go to Than Bitt on this because, Than, it's a situation where, you know, I'm looking at, you know, Cindy calling in from Virginia, and a senator who's up for re-election, Mark Warner, who's one of those Democrats who says he supports the Hobby Lobby, the overturning Hobby Lobby by congressional action. I'm not sure where he is on, and probably he isn't public yet on this Blumenthal legislation, but calling that office and making sure it's loud and clear your views on this, I mean, absolutely.
Absolutely. They should do both. We are doing that on their behalf here in Washington, D.C., and I would just say this, Republicans and Democrats, Jordan, because there are a couple of Republicans that are not on public record about this, so they need to be addressed too. But if you can contact your senator in the state or here in Washington, D.C., make that double contact. I absolutely encourage that. And here's the second reason they need to do that. And this goes back to what the last caller said. We're talking about state restrictions here. This is not hyperbole. These are not, you know, made up out of our imagination. We had dirty facilities, and so states enacted restrictions, cleanliness standards. We had cases of women hemorrhaging to death. So we enacted state restrictions that said you have to have hospital admitting privileges in case that situation arises. When a state has seen fit to protect its citizens through these restrictions, they should have the right, they should have the ability to do that. This would change that. We will communicate with your senators here in Washington, D.C. You should do it directly as well.
I mean, you think about Tim Kaine also in Virginia, and that's just because that's where Cindy's calling from. I mean, this is someone who likes to call himself a pro-life or, you know, lean that way. He was part of introducing this legislation to undo the Hobby Lobby ruling, which was really, you know, he's Catholic, and a lot of these Catholic groups that were fighting for this. Yet it shows, again, how beholden they are to the abortion industry. And it's a big industry. It's a billion-dollar industry. And they make money off abortion procedures. They will make more money if these facilities are unregulated and if there's no laws restricting, you know, the access or when you can have an abortion, and even, you know, the late-term abortion restrictions that we fought so hard for, all undone, attempted to be undone by this legislation. This is a time for everyone listening right now to say enough is enough. We're going to fight back. We're not afraid of our views. We're not going to buy into this war on women. You notice we barely talked about that today on the broadcast, because all you have to do is talk about the real issue. They don't want to talk about that. You know, they don't want to talk about the fact this would undo any kind of restrictions or standards for these facilities. They don't want to do that. They just want to say, well, this is about women's rights broadly and somehow protecting women, even though they want no restrictions on it. So we need folks to hear from all of you. And make sure your voice is heard loud and clear. Call and add your name to our petition. We've got two battles for life happening this week in Washington, D.C., one with a vote tomorrow. The pro-life minority can actually win by getting to 41 votes in the U.S. Senate, but they've got to make sure they feel the pressure from you. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. It's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org or call now, 877-989-2255. And let me encourage you as well. We have a matching challenge right now. We have to have your support. We need your names on those petitions, and that matters a lot to us. In fact, it doesn't cost you anything, of course, to add your name to those petitions. But if you can support us financially, this is a great time to do it, because anything you donate is doubled to the American Center for Law and Justice. You can do it online at aclj.org, be part of our matching challenge, or make a donation by calling our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to block this life and liberty destroying effort. Stand with us now. Tell Congress to preserve religious liberty and protect life. Religious liberty should be a bipartisan cause. Tell Congress to say no to any effort to overrule the Supreme Court and reinstate the abortion pill mandate. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.